Good morning. Last week, during an NPR pledge drive, I heard a cute fundraising pitch. Imagine, a woman said, a huge and wonderful store which offers remarkably beautiful things to people of all ages and interests. No one is charged for anything. People are free to come and take anything they need or want. Once a year, they are invited to pay whatever they want, if anything at all. What is it worth to you, she asked. There's a business model, right? Like many of you, I'm a cradle Episcopalian. Four generations of my family attended the Church of the Advent in Brownsville, Texas, and that small community played a central role in our lives. The seasons of the church calendar were a major part of the rhythms of each year. Significant events in our lives were marked there over many decades, from my grandparents' funerals to my son's baptism. My father was a vestryman and warden and chaired the board of the Episcopal Day School. I became a very active acolyte after the rector gently suggested it might be a better way for me to serve the Lord than by singing in the choir. I attended years of Sunday school and later taught it. So when I hear the phrase church home, I feel like I know what it means. My grandparents and parents emphasized the need to support that home. We knew that they contributed generously on a regular basis and for special needs. We knew that it was necessary and important, like supporting one's own family. After my career took me away from the Valley, I was a member of parishes here in San Antonio, in Washington, D.C., and in California. My work came to involve constant travel, and I had very little time for parish life. I attended as often as I could, but lost that feeling of community and family that had been so important to me. Supporting an institution seems less important than supporting a family and becomes more of a duty. After retiring in San Antonio and joining St. Mark's, I found that family and community again. This is a remarkable place which truly feeds any and all who are hungry for food, knowledge, meaning, beauty, and creativity. It offers beautiful things to people of all ages and interests. In the words of our presiding bishop, it is a house where love can dwell and all can safely live, built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace, where all are welcome. Pondering and praying over what St. Mark's means to me, I've been moved not just to contribute amounts that are significant for me, but to repay abundance with abundance, and to increase my contribution each year. So as our pledge drive begins, think of all that St. Mark's means to you and your family, all of the beautiful gifts, tangible and of the spirit, that are always on offer here. Don't think of it as a place or even just a church, but as a family and a community. What is it worth to you? Be on the lookout for the pledge card that will be mailed to you soon. Pray about your response. Bring your pledge to your church home on November 3rd and join our St. Mark's family for the annual parish meeting on that day.